listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with the National News Briefing. There are warnings of aftershocks after Melbourne was shaken by an earthquake overnight. The 3.8 magnitude quake struck just before midnight, rattling walls and windows. Hugh Glanville from Geoscience Australia says it was felt in multiple states.
The earthquake was quite widely felt. We did have felt reports as far north as Albury. All the way south, we do have a few reports from Tassie as well. So while it'd be unusual that it was felt that far, we have received some felt reports from that distance.
Queensland and New South Wales have dominated the list of Aussie suburbs that have seen the biggest jump in rent prices over the last year. Topping the list is Rose Bay in New South Wales, where house rent surged a whopping $625. Parents have reported having their return to work delayed due to a lack of childcare, while some are struggling with extremely expensive fees. Early responses to an ACCC survey show that most families joined waitlists more than a year in advance to secure a spot, in many places well before the child is born. And it's the end of an era for breakfast TV, with David Koch announcing that after more than 20 years, his time as Sunrise co-host is up.
Sunrise has always been bigger than any one person. It just seems right to exit stage left on Friday next week. I will do so with enormous pride and gratitude. And thank you for having me.
His final episode will be next Friday.